above and beyond the law. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If there's one area the Michigan High School Athletic Association has shown great leadership in for a long time, it's with addressing concussions. Long before the NFL came out of the closet to acknowledge its concussion problems, this association was winning awards for the educational programming it was delivering to schools with help of partners like the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. Schools in Michigan are in their fourth year of having some of the toughest return-to-play protocols after concussions have occurred, safeguarding their youngsters, so it's rather disconcerting when I pick up the phone and have to deal with a news reporter who wants to know about these new state laws regarding concussions and their effects on high school sports. Now, I'm not here to diminish the work of a lot of the people whom I sat with at the table over the past few years to get the legislation crafted, but if you take the time to read it, the bills basically exempted MHSAA tournament sports at member schools because they were already going above and beyond what the law requires of the multitude of youth sports organizations which had to be in compliance with it as of this summer. The law requires educational materials to be delivered to organizations and its coaches and participants, which is what the MHSAA has been doing for years. Through different collateral materials and online programming, coaches, administrators, players, and parents have access to information which informs them about the serious nature of concussions and the signs to look for if they suspect that a child has sustained one. Signs that may not manifest themselves until after the game when a kid is at home or even the following day when they're back in school. The state law is strictly about education, but where the MHSAA takes it above and beyond is through enforcement. If a youngster is pulled from a game by his or her school because of a suspected concussion, returning to play later that day cannot happen. And returning on a subsequent day of activity, and that means a practice or a game, requires an appropriate sign-off by a medical professional. And if a player gets back into a game without that clearance, the school will forfeit that game. If it happens again, that school cannot participate in the MHSAA tournament in that sport. The MHSAA has also been looking at ways to reduce exposure to injuries in general. An ad hoc committee studied football earlier this year, and its recommendations are now being discussed by the membership for possible implementation next fall. It would be a plan which would restrict the amount of collision practices, something which a number of schools are already doing. Next on the agenda is a look at game situations where injuries most frequently occur, and when the work on football is done, a review of other sports will follow. Some have cast dispersions on football as being an unsafe game, which is absolutely not true. You first have to accept the fact that athletic competition by its very nature carries a risk of injury. And when high school football is coached properly, played properly, and officiated properly, it's as safe as it can be. And it's a sport where catastrophic injuries are down dramatically over the years. So when you hear about this new law that's in place from which youth sports participants of all types are now benefiting, it exists in some way because of the leadership the MHSAA has already taken. Leadership that aims to make the games even safer down the road. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.